The second war between Russia and Chechnya has been going on longer than Russia's battle with the Nazis in World War II. The Kremlin announced the military action was over a long time ago, and the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, has set an October date for presidential elections in the province as part of the Kremlin-backed peace plan for Chechnya. But recent suicide bombings in Moscow and Chechnya's neighboring republics show the conflict extends well beyond Chechnya's borders, and no one can be protected from it. Anya Ardieva reports from the Russian capital.
It's not easy being a truck driver in Moscow these days. After a series of suicide bombings in the city, the Russian capital is on alert, with police checking all suspicious persons and cars, looking for explosives. One of the most recent attacks outside a rock concert in the Russian capital killed 15 people, most of them teenagers. Two female suicide bombers blew themselves up at the entrance to the airfield where the concert was taking place. According to a passport found later on the scene, one of the women was a 20-year-old from the breakaway region of Chechnya. Recent news reports from Moscow mirror those from the Middle East. The tactics used by the terrorists are very similar to the ones used in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv.
I think the last terrorist attacks in Moscow and then different people in southern towns of Russia shows it's absolutely clear that we are moving Palestine's scenario.
Alexander Galtz is a military analyst who's been covering Chechnya-related issues for years.
Maybe the picture and what looks most dangerous is that Chechen's rebels moved past the road of Palestine not for 15 or 50 years, but for 4 years only.
Since 1999, nearly 450 people have died in terrorist attacks in Moscow. The biggest incident took place last October, when some 700 people were taken hostage by a group of Chechen militants, who demanded to end the war in the province. 129 civilians died from the effects of narcotic gas used by Russian special forces to disable the hostage takers. However, there is one important difference between Russia and Israel, or any other country which has faced the threat of terrorist attacks on its territory. Unlike other conflicts in history, where the enemy is clear and present, Russians seem to have a very vague idea about who exactly is attacking them.
We're not fighting with one state here. It's a network, a combination of several organizations.
Lev Korolkov is a Russian Special Services veteran who's been dealing with anti-terrorism issues for nearly 40 years.
So to my mind, Chechen problem will not be solved in the near future. It's like an erupting volcano which you can't stop, and the magma of it is a civil conflict that we have right now.
Officially, the Kremlin says the war in Chechnya ended months ago, and even though large-scale military operations are no longer taking place, it is clear that federal forces have failed to assert full control over the republic, as President Vladimir Putin had claimed. Russian servicemen continue to die from terrorist attacks there almost every other day.
It looks that until now Russian security services failed to build a robust intelligence network in Chechnya. As a result, they have no clear information about activity of main warlords. All Putin's words about future punishment of these warlords looks as words only and nothing else.
Meanwhile, many Muscovites seem to have gotten used to the bomb blasts in their city. The rock concert in Tushino went on for 6 hours after the bombings happened. People say they are tired of fearing something over which they have no control. And many say they no longer care to question government actions in Chechnya or beyond.
With the increase of these terrorist attacks, we can forget about citizens' rights. Citizens face a simple choice. Either you're on this side or another. If you want to have rights, then you might become a potential victim. If you agree to limit your rights, then let the authorities to install the limitations that they consider necessary.
But most Russians have no choice but to allow the police and special forces to limit some of their freedoms and to hope that next time the deadly blast rocks someone else's street. For Common Ground, I'm Anya Ardaeva in Moscow.